high cost of living is certainly the number one issue in our mind as libertarians. But we also believe that the high cost of living is the root cause of it, of all of our financial challenges, is actually caused by the fact we have too much government. So you'll find that we're promoting less government because we think it's the only common sense answer to improve affordability for everybody. And just to back that up, there's a few facts. First off, the average Canadian pays 53% of annual earnings to government at every level, right? So this is municipal, federal, and provincial. You add them up, and it's 53%. And in 1961, this was only 38%. So what we've seen over many years now is excessive growth of not just taxation, but also regulations. And what people don't really understand is that, taxation is expensive, certainly, and we've seen a lot of creativity coming from our governments in terms of finding new ways to take money from us. But it's the excessive regulations that I'm mostly worried about because most people don't see it. And what happens is, of course, that everything that we buy comes from supply chains. And every step along the way in a supply chain, there are taxes and there are regulations. And these all are costs that every business faces. And because of these costs, those costs have to be passed on to the consumer. So we're talking about, you know, a lot of people are pointing to the high costs and the restrictions right now on our supply chains. Well, if you look behind the scenes, behind the covers, you're going to find that the government has a big hand in affecting those costs. So from our point of view as libertarians, we are advocating for less government because we believe that if we can unshackle all the creativity and entrepreneurship that exists innately in our citizens, then we can increase the productivity and the prosperity for everybody. This will reduce costs, the cost of living right across the board from all of this unshackling. And this can be accomplished by paring back the number of laws, the number of regulations, and all the unnecessary restrictions to our freedoms as laid out in the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. So that's essentially how we're looking at it.